assist the client develop a system to monitor strategies. When clients wish to create accountability for themselves, they may schedule follow-up sessions to set up a system to monitor progress on the client's strategy to reach their SynArt goals. The keys to monitoring are acceptance, trust, and collaboration. When counselors and clients develop a productive alliance during the action phase of their work, this is a predictor of positive outcomes, according to research cited by Chang, Decker, and Scott in Developing Helping Skills. Shaming or chiding a client for failures is counterproductive since it does not help the client's self-esteem and hinders the positive relationship. In other words, counselors use constructive feedback while monitoring progress toward goals while avoiding destructive feedback. Constructive feedback. Specific, well-meaning, and actionable input provided with the intention of improving someone's performance, behavior, or understanding. Destructive feedback. Criticism or input that undermines confidence or performance without offering constructive suggestions for improvement. Strategy monitoring systems. Strategy monitoring can set an expectation that the counselor believes the client is making positive progress toward their goals. This can occur simply by starting a new session with something like, "Tell me about your progress toward your goals and action plan steps." Don't rush strategy monitoring. The process can be extremely helpful to continued progress when done right. For example, if a client sets a goal of building emergency savings and does not make much progress in the first month, the counselor affirms their positive steps and reviews unexpected events or setbacks, then helps the client stay motivated toward that longer-term goal. The counselor avoids considering the initial slow progress to be a trend or pattern yet and instead keeps an open mind. One way to monitor a client's progress towards their goals using a given strategy is to use outcome charts, which is a way to specify a range of possible outcomes for a goal. For each goal, the chart can have outcome categories such as not achieved slash partial progress and achieved slash making expected progress. If the client filled out an outcome chart when setting the goals, when the client checks back in, the counselor can ask the client to review this form and circle what their results were for each task or goal. Reviewing client satisfaction with their progress using rating scale questions can also help the counselor assess whether the client's feelings about their progress are improving from session to session. In addition to client self-assessments, counselors who have helped clients develop a financial plan can review the plan versus actual results with the client. For example, if the client's goal was to start using a budget, the counselor could help the client compare their actual spending versus planned spending for the period to see where the client went over, where the client spent less than the plan, plus the total surplus or deficit. Perhaps they will calculate some ratios. The surplus or deficit and ratios could be compared to these results from before the client had a budget to help show progress, even if the client did not achieve all of their goals. In such cases, let the numbers speak for themselves. Identifying discrepancies explicitly risks harming a positive relationship. Affirmations related to client successes and strengths are effective. In addition to reviewing a client's objective progress, it is also important to check in with the client to understand their feelings about their progress. How satisfied is the client with their progress? Does the client still see the goal as attainable? Does the client still feel motivated to work towards the goal? Some clients may be pleased with any step in the right direction, while others will be more critical of themselves or feel that their progress is far too slow. The counselor can use reflection and affirmation to highlight and fully explore any positive progress. Use reflection to get the client to elaborate on any progress, even if the client does not consider a completed step noteworthy. For example, if the client negotiated with a creditor, the counselor could ask, "After talking to the creditor, how did you feel about yourself and your debt situation?" If the client feels that progress is too slow, perhaps the tasks need to be broken down more so that some smaller steps can be completed. Or perhaps the client needs more education on the process or the tools used to complete a step. Be sure to avoid using education to imply there is only one right way of doing something. It is one way. If the client needs to have a difficult conversation with someone, perhaps a role-playing exercise can help the client prepare. The counselor might use directing to invite the client to try something new or consider a different way to accomplish a given task. Giving homework is also a form of directing. The counselor could also use self-disclosure to share their own struggles with implementing a given financial plan of their own. In addition to interventions, the counselor and client could revisit the goals or action plan to determine if the timelines are appropriate. Some things may be taking longer than expected, and changing the plan to be more attainable or making other adjustments may keep clients motivated. The client's situation or environment may change, and this could also require plan modifications. At the end of a session where another session is scheduled, invite the client to think about positive aspects of their behavior, such as, when we next meet, come prepared to discuss one positive aspect of your financial behavior that you feel went well and you want to keep doing. You might be surprised with your results. Assignments such as these can help with positive progress.